Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. Cause all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have.
God, can you think about how good he is? Wow. He's serving an awesome and a good God, mighty God. Because he's bigger than everything, anything you can imagine. I'm asked Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer, And we're going to pick back up on the lesson. Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. His goodness is running after us. God's goodness is running after us. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 5 and 6. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for another day. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor. We're thanking you for our listeners, those that called in, those listening by internet, those that will participate. Father God, we give you praise for all things, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. And we're so thankful, Father God, as the song says, that your goodness is running after us, Father God. So let us yield ourselves to you, Father God, and let us allow you to work miracles in our life. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor, use him mightily, Holy Ghost. We ask that you would just use him and allow him to teach this mighty word today, Father God, and then help us to receive it, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know by your stripes, the word tells us we are healed. So, Lord, we just sending healing out to all those that stand in need of a healing. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So we're not going to allow trouble or anything in this life stop us from serving you and worshiping you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, open up our hearts to receive this word, Father God, that we know what we're up against. And then we know how to fight through the word of God. Lord, we give you praise. Continue to bless each and every one. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. I want to pick up where we left off yesterday, brothers and sisters. Our foundational scripture, I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read them. It was in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. I believe we did the, we're going to do 13, 14, and 15. 13, 14, and 15. And Esther should be so kind to read them out of both King James and the Messenger Bible. Be so kind to do that.
Okay, Pastor. All right. And from the King James, it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Amen. And from the Message Bible, and I'm not changing my position on this. I died before taking your money. Make sure I'm in the right spot. Okay. I'm giving nobody grounds for lumping me in with money. Grumbling preachers, vaunting themselves as something special. They're a sorry bunch, pseudo-apostles, lying preachers, crooked workers, posing Christ's as agents, but sham to the core. And no wonder, Satan does it all the time, dressing up as a beautiful angel of light. So it shouldn't surprise us when his servants masquerade as servants of God. But they're not getting by with anything. They'll pay for it in the end. Amen.
Amen. So they ain't got away with nothing. I know sometimes it seems like, you know, the righteous, why is it that they have to suffer? It seems like people who wicked and all of that, they're always getting away with stuff. Seems like they're the ones that had the best homes, best cars. People, that's flesh. Please look at that as flesh. That's just another trick of Satan. And he uses his ministers to teach that same garbage. You got to know that we are not to focus on the things of this life. We're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, especially when it pertains to the Word of God.
Yes.
And today I want to share some of Satan. And again, I need to tell you all, man, I am not trying to make Satan look good at all. Please believe that. Matter of fact, if there's anything, I want to expose him. And I want you all to help me expose him. I ain't trying to do it by myself. I need your help. All right. I need your help real bad, because what one can do, then you figure out what two can do. Hey, with all us together, and the Lord's help, oh, we can make some things happen today. Trust me. If enough of us get together, because see what Satan does. And I guess I'll start off like this. What Satan does, he inspires his ministers to imitate Christians and even to do miracles. So I want y'all to be, you know, wide open now. Don't be ignorant to this truth. Satan has ministers. What Pastor just read means Satan have ministers. Well, how you going to know them? How can you identify them? They all look the same. And there, people will tell you real quick that the wheat and chaff grow together and that the day of the separation. No, the day of separation is now. It's right now. You need to be wise. If the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, read that, Pastor. I don't want to keep saying stuff and not have no scripture. 1 Peter 5:8 tells you how you need to be.
Read this following. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Yeah. You're to walk, brethren, according to the word of God. That's what I was trying to share yesterday. See, Satan was created with this ability to create third things with his gifts. God made him perfect. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. And he uses some of these same tools today to bamboozle us. We're supposed to be teaching people about their eternal life. The devil wants people to talk about sin. Everything is sin. You look wrong, that's a sin. See, Satan preached sin. Christ never preached sin. He never preached sin. And if anybody care to discuss that with me, I'll go there with you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because most of the time when they brought up sin, Jesus would answer something like this. Hey, well, Jesus, this woman here, she done sinned, and we caught her in the very act of adultery. Now, what you going to do? They was concerned about their law. Look mm-hmm. how Jesus handled that sin issue. Okay, you that without sin, let him cast the first stone. Ah, Jesus worked it.
All right.
Think about it. See, Satan wants to preach sin instead of righteousness. God wants us to preach righteousness. Why do you think he tells you the very first thing to do? Oh, bless God. I'm just whatever God tells me to say, I'm doing it. Matthew 6, 33. Matthew 6, 33. I want y'all to see this here. You want to know what Jesus preached? It is right here. This one of them. I told y'all last week about that's what he preached, the kingdom of God. That was his message. It was about the kingdom of God. It wasn't about who you were sleeping with, who you didn't sleep with, what you drinking, what you didn't drink. That wasn't his message. Even though there was questions thrown to him and he answered them, but that wasn't Christ's message.
All right. Amen. Amen. From the King James. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.
Amen. Now, I know how you read that. I used to read that the same way. Oh, well, don't worry about nothing to eat. You know, don't worry about, you know, what you're going to wear. Don't care. Don't pay attention to that. I know how all of that. I get all of that. Listen, brothers and sisters. These people was paying attention to what made them feel better, pride and all that. So Jesus is trying to get the people to, hey, look here. The first thing you want to do. So forget anything before that or anything after that. Here's what you need to do. The first thing you need to do is be concerned about his kingdom and what his approval is, what his kingdom say. And don't worry about this other stuff. All that will be added if you do the first things first. Do not try to put the cart before the horse. That's what Satan teaches us to do. Just like, oh, go to church and do this and this. No, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, what is that? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus was preaching. How come we can't preach that same thing? We're too busy trying to teach people. So these false apostles, they teach other stuff. They don't teach the kingdom message. The kingdom message is go and sin no more. The kingdom message is turn the other cheek. The kingdom message is seek ye first the kingdom of God. So that's why I want to expose Satan, okay? Because remember I told y'all he was over the words. God gave him this ability to create words. Man, he could sing. He could take words. So when you read over in Ezekiel, now don't forget this stuff. Ezekiel, Isaiah. What was that? Ezekiel 28:15. I want y'all just remember this stuff. God created all these angels. Three of them mainly. And I'm going to show y'all something. When God tell you to do something, do that. That was Satan's problem. He wanted to change what God then told him to do.
Hammerson.
He was created perfect. He was to use those pipes that was in him to praise God. That's what he was supposed to do. But instead of him using them to praise God and give inspiration, he decided to change those words, and he gets the praise.
Mm-hmm. All right, say it.
Yeah, see, he was created to praise. Can I go there for a minute, Pastor?
Yeah, yeah.
He was created to praise. We wasn't.
Yeah.
We wasn't created to praise. Now, I know some of y'all don't like that, but you were not created to praise. You had a choice. Lucifer, he did it and messed up one time, and God got rid of him, kicked him out of heaven. But when you and I mess up, help me, Holy Ghost, when you and I mess up, God's still giving us a chance, still giving us a chance. When we've done wrong, grace kicks in. Lucifer didn't have grace. He wasn't born. He was created.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You have a job to do. See, it was three of them. It was Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer was on that mountain. Man, I just wish I had time. They was all on the mountain. Jesus said, I saw one of y'all fall like the light, like lightning.
Yeah.
That was, so it's left two, Michael and Gabriel. There was Lucifer who failed. The other two still up there.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Still doing what they was hired to do. Still doing what they was created to do.
Yeah.
So Lucifer took his angels, and they began to want to create what they knew God had going on. They wanted to be over, see, pride got caught up in there. Well, so let me tell you what, get rid of pride.
Amen.
Get rid of pride. Denounce it. Denounce it over your life. Denounce it over your family. See, it's that pride thing. It's why a lot of people are doing some stuff they're doing. Matter of fact, in Georgia, they got a parade. They call it pride. Even though they say the gay pride, it's all about their pride now. They want to be who they want to be. They want to be what God want to be. They want to say what they want to say. They're not trying to say what the Word of God say.
Have mercy.
If you will seek God's kingdom first, his righteousness, then you'll have a mindset to want to do God's will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say it. Amen.
Instead of trying to do man's will.
Mm-hmm.
See, when Lucifer became Satan, he chose his own destiny. See, we were created to be placed over this whole world. Go back and see what the history is. Then God said, okay, I'm going to give y'all the ability to choose. If you want to praise me, hallelujah. But if you do it, you're going to do it on your own. I ain't going to make you do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Lucifer was created to praise him. That's why you see a lot of people in these church organizations. You get somebody who can sing and somebody can play, and they get lifted up in pride. And it's like they're controlling things. There's a controlling spirit. Now, I'm not telling you not to sing. I'm not telling you not to whatever you do. I'm not telling you. But I'm telling you, you have to be real careful, brothers and sisters. You don't want to get caught up into pride.
Amen.
That's why when I read 2 Corinthians 4, get Pastor to read that. I know I'm sounding like I'm going all over the place, but as the Lord showed me and shared, that's what I'm doing. We're not to walk in craftiness, brothers and sisters. That's what Satan did. That's what his minister does. That's why they are deceived. So in 2 Corinthians 4:2, read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 4:2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by meditation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Amen.
Yeah. See, God wants us to be real. He wants us to be transparent. He don't want us to be wicked.
Amen.
We have to refuse all of those little secret and shameful ways like the devil does, because he tricks people. See, we don't use tricks. We don't use gimmicks.
That's right.
See, and people take the word of God and say, sow a seed, sow a seed. God ain't taught you money ain't no seed, brothers and sisters. That's old craftiness. That's old wicked stuff. That's being deceitful. That's handling the word of God deceitfully.
Have mercy, Lord.
We got to come out against this stuff, brothers and sisters. That's where he said, now, that isn't our gospel. He said, but if our gospel be hidden, then it is hidden to them that are lost. And the God of this world have blinded their minds.
Amen.
You know why? Because they believe not. Unless now the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the glorious image of God have shined through all that wickedness, that deceitfulness?
Yes, yes.
It hurt me, people being deceived. They use claws. They use all kind of stuff to deceive people. Satan using all kind of tricks. Now, you may ask, well, who's the real preacher? Well, we're going to get to that. Real preachers do what the subject says. They say what God say. They say exactly what God say. That's all Adam and Eve had to do. That's the only thing we have to do, is say what God say and not listen to what Satan say.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Just speak the word of God and rightly divide the word of truth. See, 2 Timothy 3:16 that we're to study. They don't want you studying. They'll say that, but they don't want you to study the word of God. Because if you study, you're going to find out Satan's saying some stuff and God's saying some stuff. That's what this subject is all about. He says, for such a false apostle. Get to that now. You know, I could really spend the rest of the day talking about what false apostles look like. And not allow Satan to blind your mind, because he'll give you an idea of what false apostles is, and he'll make you think that they got on something different. They got on a turban. They got on a long. Forget it, brothers and sisters. False apostles is gonna look just like the apostles that you know about, but what have happened is they twisted the word of God. That's why he said they ain't handling the word of God right.
All right.
Yeah. And that's what I'm telling you, man. That's what the scriptures say. I didn't say that. And remember, Satan is a liar. Well, what a liar does? A liar takes words and change them. Take the situation and change it. That's how his apostles and ministers are false. They ain't false by what they dress, the way they dress. They ain't false by the car they ride in. What makes them false is that they take the word of God and use the name of Jesus. You do know they use the name of Jesus. Do I need to go in about 4 or 5 places and show you that? Yes. Yeah, see, they'll use the name of Jesus. They'll even do miracles. Let me say this one, because we're going to pick this up right here tomorrow. But in Matthew 24:24, I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures now. That's why this is so important. In Matthew 24:24, Pastor, please.
Okay. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen.
There are people right now, they're so far, you'll think that they are really hearing from God.
Mm-hmm.
Some
right.
of them are praying tongues. I know some folks on here don't like that, but they will. They're praying tongues. They can do that. They'll perform miracles, and it ain't no big deal. Satan himself can do that. Satan himself can appear as a light, like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all don't want to hear it, but you might well hear the truth, brother and sister. The Bible said it ain't no great thing if the ministers also transform. You know what that means? To transform, you one thing and you become something different.
Mm-hmm.
You got transformed.
Yeah.
At one time, I remember when they made all these different toys and they call them trans. They was a transformer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May start off this way, but when you got through making and doing different things, you would it would transform into something else.
Yeah.
He said, "You can transform into the ministers of righteousness."
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, will you?
Yeah.
They don't smoke. They don't drink. They don't curse. See, for what we call righteous, Satan turned these, but you're going to have to look real close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're so used to fighting from the outward. Oh, that has to be a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God. Look at how she's so full of inspiration. Until there's no information.
Mm. Have mercy.
Be leery of people like that. Be cautious of people like that.
Yeah.
Now, he warned us against false apostles and false ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they represent Satan. And then when I had to go to Matthew 24. I was thinking about 2 Thessalonians 2:8. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. We're going to be done here in a minute. Anybody have any questions, get them ready. In 2 Thessalonians 2:8.
Okay.
Matter of fact, read through the 12th verse.
Eight through 12. All right. Mm-hmm. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Mm. Amen.
So you got people rather believe a lie than the truth.
Amen.
And they have a delusion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God you're free, man. You don't have to believe that lie. If you don't have to look no farther than a Jim Jones. You don't have to look no farther than I can name a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
I got some people stop listening to me because I called Creflo out. I called everybody out. I called Louis Beatty out.
Amen.
So what I think about a Creflo Dollar and a Bishop T.D. Jakes, you might get all caught up. I ain't caught up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I just thank God for being humbleness, because, you know, he put his pants on the same way I do mine. Usually one leg at a time.
All right.
If you see a false apostle, don't think they're going to have three legs.
Amen, amen. That's right.
They don't have three legs.
That's right. They do not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what you think they're going to look like? Oh, you think you're going to know them? How you know you're going to know them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you that smart?
Mm.
You ain't figured out how a man can, well, how does a black and white cow eat green grass and get white milk and yellow cheese? You got to figure that kind of stuff out first.
All right.
How can a man go up the hill with three legs and come back with four?
Mm. Mm. Right.
See, there's a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters, and I just want to say this. We don't have to be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to be wise in your own eyes.
Mm.
God doesn't want us to be deceived.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
If it was possible, Satan would take you, take all of us out of here. Because you know what? He don't want you to have your eternal life. And very few folks know this, but I'm going to tell you this. We're here dressing up for our eternal life. We're not here playing church. We're not
here,
gotta sing, gotta be a member of this. No, we're here to learn wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to seek God's face. We're here to see what the kingdom of God, and Satan keep throwing little traps. Well, if you do this, you're sin. If you did that, you're sin. Everything is a sin because he wants you to preach that. He wants you to live by. Instead of living by righteousness that you have in Christ, they want you to live by his words. Well, I'm going to tell you, we're going to live by what God said. God said it, I believe it.
Amen.
Okay, we ran over quite a bit, but if anybody have any comments, press one.
Amen. Correct. I just wanted to read that from the New Living Translation, Pastor, 2 Thessalonians, verses 8 through, well, I'm going to go to 8 through 12, and it reads, "Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will kill him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lines, then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth." Amen.
Yeah, you got people right now. And my preacher say this, and they get caught up in that. And if you're not caught up with them, they don't like you anymore. You're not their friend. You're not their family because you don't want to believe it. Forget them. They ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in. Bye. Bye.
Amen. Amen.
I'm listening to the word of God. And yeah. I ain't trying to be buddies with you. I know some folks trying to be buddies. I ain't trying to be buddies with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Only folks I'm concerned about is God's folks. People who believe. Mm-hmm. People who love the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Man's doctrine. That God ain't even no day. Now, this is about what the word of God say.
Amen, amen.
How you think Satan inspires his ministers? These little bitty angels, these little dimps. Listen, brothers and sisters, these are demons that possess these people. I've seen them. And you can see them too, but you're going to see them in the spirit.
All right.
No, he ain't gonna. He'll use your own child to get you to get to believing in Satan lies. And if you ain't careful, just say amen, amen. They got this thing on in Georgia right now. It's called, I don't even really want to publicize it. But anyway, listen, brothers and sisters, it takes God to show you stuff. And don't do nothing without asking God. If you're going to the bathroom, you want to ask God, is it okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
But anyway, anybody else had anything? Somebody had their hand up, press one a moment ago. I don't know what happened. But anyway, we're so happy to have each and every one of y'all. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to leave it right there. And tomorrow,